Unit 4. Social Issues. Reading 2.
Tough on Drugs. The widespread sale and use of illegal drugs is a major challenge to governments throughout the world. A UN report estimated that the total value of the international illegal drug trade was $400 billion per year. This is larger than the value of international trade in iron and steel and motor vehicles, and the trade is growing. In the war on drugs, several countries, including Singapore, have adopted a zero-tolerance law regarding drug trafficking and possession. Certainly, part of Singapore's approach to dealing with the use of illegal drugs can be related to the government's intense concern over national security since independence from Britain. The political system that has developed in Singapore depends on the continued use of powers established to deal with communist threats in the Southeast Asian Peninsula in the 1950s. A key instrument in wielding this power is the Internal Security Act, ISA. The ISA was created in 1960 and modeled on the British government's Preservation of Public Security Ordinance of 1955. The ISA has remained part of Singapore's domestic laws since that time. Though the country has been accused of denying basic human rights to people, there has been little serious challenge to Singapore's legal practices due to various other measures existing in the country. These measures include controls over the freedom of the press, restrictions on trade unions and associations, and the abolition of jury trials. In addition to suppressing political dissent by defining it as a threat to Singapore's national security, under the ISA, citizens can be arrested without warrant and detained without trial if they are suspected of criminal activity. Such criminal activity includes, of course, the sale or use of illegal drugs in the country. In Singapore, the part of the government in charge of dealing with drug users is the Central Narcotics Bureau, CNB. Which employs Singapore's Misuse of Drugs Act to require anyone to submit to a urine test for drugs. A positive drug test is sufficient justification for detention in a drug rehabilitation center, DRC, for 6 months. Singapore's DRCs are run by the Prisons Department, which does not subscribe to the idea that drug addiction is a medical problem. Rather, drug addiction is seen as a social and behavioral problem. As such, addicts are responsible for the consequences of their own actions. For anyone caught trafficking in illegal drugs, the penalty in Singapore since 1975 has been death. In order to incur the death penalty, the accused must be found in possession of more than a certain quantity of illegal drugs. In addition to the harsh penalty for drug trafficking, Singaporean law also imposes a presumption of intent to be a drug trafficker in all cases where the amount of drugs in the possession of a person exceeds a certain limit, such as more than 100 grams of opium or 3 grams of cocaine. To understand how this works, first consider the presumption that a person is innocent until proven guilty beyond reasonable doubt. Normally, the presumption of innocence means that two things must be shown: that the accused physically committed the crime and intended to do it. In drug trafficking cases in countries where the presumption of innocence is mandated, the prosecution would need to prove both the physical act of trafficking as well as intent to deliver, carry, or sell the drug. However, under Singaporean law, the prosecution would only have to prove the physical act of possession of the drug by the accused. In Singapore, the burden of proof is on the accused to show there was no intent to sell the drug. Putting this burden on the accused makes it much harder to successfully defend the case. Singapore's government justifies these harsh laws as one of the few ways to keep drugs out of the country. Singapore is in a rather unique geographical position as an air, land, and sea hub for Southeast Asia. This fact makes it particularly attractive as a transit point for drug traffickers. In addition, according to supporters of this law, it is extremely hard, if not impossible, to prove intent to traffic drugs without the presumption of intent followed in Singaporean law.